Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with Evening News and these are the headlines. Lok Sabha MP S. Subongmeran Jamir flags slow progress of NHIDCL road projects. Minister Temjin Imran Long inaugurates PM Usha projects at Dimapur College, stresses skill-based education and shared development responsibility. Deputy Commissioner Wokha Mathung Changlao says elephant conflict affects over 100 villages in Wokha and ENPO opposes dilution of FNTA MOA, urges Nagaland government to table bill without changes. Now the news in detail. Lok Sabha MP S. Subongmeran Jamir today raised concerns over slow progress of NHIDCL road projects while addressing a press conference at Congress Bhavan Kohima following inspections conducted on 28th and 29th May. The review covered Dimapur Kohima and Kohima Jasami road projects. Mr. Jamir said the inspection found road safety measures, including signage, safety installations, drainage maintenance in several locations.
Contractors are not coming up to that standard, so we have cautioned the NHIDCLC to strictly enforce as per the guidelines and to bring up the standard of the NHIDCL, which in the other states they are also doing it. The contractors used to neglect the maintenance of the drainage, and because of that drainage, damage of roads into soft hoi dae.
The MP noted that most ongoing road projects will be completed by the end of the year, though the Kohima bypass may take longer due to pending bridge works and land issues. He said a contractor handling a stretch between Patkai Bridge and Mezifema has been terminated over poor workmanship and a local contractor has been engaged for maintenance. Mr. Jamir expressed concern over theft of road safety infrastructure, particularly along Dimapur side, and urged authorities and village leaders to take action. On the Kohima Jasami Road, he said contractors have assured that potholes and blocked drains between BSF Camp Junction and Chakabama will be addressed within 20 days. Referring to critical package 2 stretch from Chakabama to RD Block Kikruma, Jamir said only 42% of the work has been completed so far despite a January 2026 completion target. Following joint inspection involving civil society organizations and government authorities, the contractors was directed to achieve 80% completion by September 2026. Jamir also said the bridge between RD Block Kikruma is expected to reopen for vehicular traffic by 20th June. Higher Education and Tourism Minister Temjin Imran Long today said future Nagaland depends on transforming education by developing skilled and employable human resources. He said this after inaugurating 3 major infrastructure projects at Dimapur Government College under Pradhan Mantri Uchchatar Siksha Abhiyan PM Usha scheme. He urged educational institutions to equip students with skills and adaptability needed in a rapidly changing technology-driven world. Mr. Along stressed that cleanliness, conservation and development are shared responsibilities of both the government and citizens. The minister also informed that a tourism-related project worth approximately 5 to 10 crore rupees was being planned. Higher Education Department Secretary Sarita Yadav said the new facilities will enhance academic environment of the college and promote innovation, skill development and student welfare. Deputy Commissioner Wokha Mathung Changlao today said Wokha remains one of the worst affected districts in Nagaland, with elephant presence reported in over 100 villages and nearly 60 villages identified as active conflict zones. He was speaking during a seminar on access to justice for victims of human-wildlife conflict at Wokha today, organized by Nagaland State Legal Services Authority in collaboration with Wokha DLSA and District Administration. He said human-elephant conflict has caused extensive damage to paddy fields, plantations, farmhouses and other agricultural properties, severely affecting livelihoods.
A proper survey has to be done on the actual number of elephants and their habitations and the migratory corridors to understand the elephants. Because if we go by the projected statistics that we have, with the highest concentration of wild elephants in the district, and the space that they would result in more conflicts in the years to come. So can it be done by confining it to habitats where foraging resources, or can it be achieved by relocation of some of the herds?
Member Secretary NSLSA Nico Akami said access to justice for victims of human-wildlife conflict 2025 scheme has been introduced to provide legal assistance to victims in pursuing compensation and relief measures. He said victims can seek support from Legal Services Authority for documentation, filing claims and grievance redressal. Wildlife Warden Dimapur Dr. C. Zubeni Changlao stressed the need for coexistence and conservation, noting that increasing human settlements and encroachment on wildlife habitats have significantly contributed to rise in conflicts. Presenting relief measures under State Disaster Response Fund, Assistant Manager Relief Recovery and Mitigation, NSDMA, L. Jonjiben Odio informed that 483 beneficiaries across 13 districts received relief amounting to 70.88 lakh rupees under wild animal related disasters between 2018 and 2026. During the program, relief assistance were distributed to victims affected by human-wildlife conflict. The Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, has expressed concern over Nagaland government's reported objections to Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority, FNTA, Memorandum of Agreement, MOA, signed on 5th February 2026. In a statement, ENPO alleged that the state's attempts to alter or dilute the MOA's core provisions granting legislative, executive and financial autonomy to Eastern Nagaland undermines the agreement. The organization urged the government to honor its commitments and table the FNTA bill in the Nagaland Legislative Assembly without modifying the provisions of the signed MOA. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Back, you're listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It'll be the 134th episode of the monthly radio program.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the Akashvani website and the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the Akashvani, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast.
A court in Kohima has sentenced a man to life imprisonment for murder of his stepfather and grievous assault of his biological mother in a case dating back to December 2022. Principal District and Sessions Judge Meziwolo T. Thierry convicted Rukhetule Chupor under Sections 302 and 325 of the Indian Penal Code. The incident occurred at Model Village, Vipoma, where the accused attacked his parents inside their residence. According to prosecution, the assault followed a dispute after the accused allegedly demanded money from his parents. He later fled the scene. During the trial, 11 witnesses were examined. The court additionally fined 5,000 rupees and 2,000 rupees. In its judgment, the court noted that while the defense raised mitigating factors, including the accused's health condition, the gravity and brutality of the offense outweighed such considerations warranting the sentence imposed. The fast-track Special Court Dimapur, presided over by Special Judge Kesheli Chishi, has convicted Pipenthong Lotha alias Dipen Mech for repeated sexual assault and criminal intimidation of a minor girl, sentencing him to 10 years of rigorous imprisonment under Section 376 and Section 506 of the Indian Penal Code. During investigation, crucial medical and forensic evidence was collected after the survivor was found to be in an advanced stage of pregnancy. The investigation was backed by witness testimonies, medical evidence and report from Central Forensic Science Laboratory. The DNA analysis confirmed the convict's genetic profile matched with that of the newborn child. Although the court granted technical discharge under POXO Act due to deficiencies in age verification records, it rejected the defense's claim of a consensual relationship and convicted the accused under the IPC. And Deputy Commissioner Kohima has revised earlier traffic restrictions on National Highway 2 between Kohima and Mau, easing movement of essential services. As per updated order, the restrictions will now apply only to heavy vehicles with more than 10 wheels with immediate effect. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Lok Sabha MP S. Sumang Meran Jamir flags slow progress of NHIDCL road projects. Minister Temjan Imna Along inaugurates PM Usha projects at Dimapur College, stresses skill-based education and shared development responsibility. Deputy Commissioner Wokha Mathung Changlao says elephant conflict affects over 100 villages in Wokha. And ENPO opposes dilution of FNTA MOA, urges Nagaland government to table bill without changes. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.